A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The time came for Elizabeth to have her child, and she gave birth to a son. And when her neighbors and relations heard that the Lord had shown her so great a kindness, they shared her joy. Now on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. They were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother spoke up. "No," she said, "he is to be called John." They said to her, "But no one in your family has that name," and made signs to his father to find out what he wanted him called. The father asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they were all astonished. At that instant his power of speech returned, and he spoke and praised God. All their neighbors were filled with awe, and the whole affair was talked about throughout the hill country of Judea. All those who heard of it treasured it in their hearts. "What will this child turn out to be?" they wondered. And indeed, the hand of the Lord was with him. John's birth already turned society upside down. Just imagine a woman naming a child. Shock and horror. Even were her husband incapacitated, as was Zechariah, Elizabeth had no place in giving the child its name. That is men's business. Men's business is not God's business, as Luke constantly points out in his gospel. The proud are put down, the lowly raised up. Men fall silent. Women's voices are heard. Children are regarded as agents. Lepers are given a welcome. Sinners are celebrated. Oh my goodness, where will it all end? Especially when men start agreeing with women, as Zechariah with Elizabeth. It ends in a more whole and respectful humanity. It ends in a people who recognize divine dignity in the vulnerable. It ends with insight into the kingdom of God, and maybe even an experience of the kingdom of God, where those from every tribe and tongue and people and nation embrace each other in worshipful praise of God. As we reach out to touch the feast of the Nativity, let us reach beyond the constraints of sin, pride, and self-aggrandizement to touch that unity, mutual care and responsibility which the Gospel has planted in our hearts. How easily we tangle ourselves in a ribbon and a wrapping paper, hide ourselves in the turmoil of a straining kitchen. We forget we are supposed to unwrap, to be vulnerable as the babe whose birth we both await and celebrate. We are called to partner, as did Elizabeth and Zechariah, to turn society upside down so that it can find its true balance. We unite our voices in the heartfelt cry of the Church on this day of the graciousness of God, Yehochanan, poured through the Son Elizabeth names. We plead that what our hearts ache for may come to pass, the new, the turned over, recognition of God at the center. O Emmanuel, you are our King and Judge, the one whom the peoples long for and their Saviour. O come and save us, Lord our God.